from Learfield.
Steal by McCormick. Here comes Oates. Up, up, and away. He slams it home.
This is Big 12 This Week.
Gives it up. C.J. Nolan. Dump low. Asanta dunks it. And one.
Cut it. Rebounds again. And scores. Caught it on the glass.
The only official Big 12 radio show.
Pass at the perimeter. Intercepted by Bryce Williams. Williams coast to coast for the slam.
On the Big 12 Sports Network.
Has the ball. He'll launch a three. It is good!
Big 12 This Week is brought to you by On Location, your go-to source for elevated game day experiences at the Big 12 Men's Basketball Championship. Academy Sports and Outdoors, the official sporting goods and outdoor retailer of the Big 12 Conference. Phillips 66, live to the full. Also by Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. From the Learfield Network Studios, here's your host, Bill Pollack.
Tuesday nights, some pretty good basketball games. West Virginia was down 16 and took the lead over Baylor with 15 minutes to play, but then the Bears pulled away and won 77-69. Kansas quickly went up 10 on Oklahoma early in the second. And the Sooners rally. They led by six with 9 minutes to go. The Jayhawks end up pulling that one out, 67-64. Texas Tech put the clamps down on Iowa State. And Kansas State held off a late rush, and they make it two in a row, getting back at Texas, winning in Austin. So a lot of back-and-forth basketball on Tuesday night. And then a great women's game here for Wednesday. This one just underway. Iowa State is the only unbeaten team in Big 12 play, the 7th-ranked Cyclones hosting the 15th-ranked Longhorns. A lot of storylines to cover this week, but we'll look at the Texas Tech Red Raiders and the Kansas State Wildcats. Our guest, Jeff Haxton and Wyatt Thompson, will be joining us on the program. So settle in. We'll come back and talk with Jeff right after this on Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of the great outdoors. And that's why we make it easier than ever for you to gear up and have fun out there. Order at academy.com and get free shipping or free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Plus, get free assembly on most bikes and grills for all the ways you love to play. Make shopping easy with Academy Sports and Outdoors. Free assembly applies to in-store purchases only. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Fansville, a college football utopia.
Fansville.
Where the lakes are stocked with ice-cold Dr. Pepper, and the autumn winds rustle with the sweet smell of football glory.
And Dr. Pepper.
It's a land flowing with onion dip, where even the food pyramid is shaped like a hot dog.
Football.
Where every yard gained is a yard worth celebrating, and every celebration is beyond excessive.
With ice-cold Dr. Pepper.
Return to glory this season with Fansville by Dr. Pepper. Grab some today.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Visit ticketsforless.com today and find the best seats at the best prices for all of your favorite Big 12 teams and matchups, including the Big 12 Football Championship in Dallas. Tickets for Less has you covered with tickets to all of your favorite teams' games this season at all of the top venues. At Tickets for Less, you'll never pay taxes or service fees. The price you see is the price you pay. Shop now at ticketsforless.com.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there. Wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Fansville, a college football utopia.
Fansville.
where the lakes are stocked with ice-cold Dr. Pepper and the autumn winds rustle with the sweet smell of football glory.
And Dr. Pepper.
It's a land flowing with onion dip, where even the food pyramid is shaped like a hot dog.
Football.
Where every yard gained is a yard worth celebrating, and every celebration is beyond excessive.
With ice-cold Dr. Pepper.
Return to glory this season with Fansville by Dr. Pepper. Grab some today.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of the great outdoors. And that's why we make it easier than ever for you to gear up and have fun out there. Order at academy.com and get free shipping or free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Plus, get free assembly on most bikes and grills for all the ways you love to play. Make shopping easy with Academy Sports and Outdoors. Free assembly applies to in-store purchases only. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
Basketball is in the spotlight, and now is the time to secure your official experience for the Big 12 Men's Basketball Championship in March. On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference, and will get you into the action with official tournament tickets and pregame hospitality. On Location is the go-to source for your official game day experience. Visit onlocationexp.com/Big12Basketball to secure your experience today. onlocationexp.com/Big12Basketball.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Director's Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Director's Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
We're back on Big 12 this week, where you can hear the show on TuneIn under College Sports Now. Jeff Haxton, voice of the Texas Tech Red Raiders, joins us. A 72-60 win for the 18th-ranked Red Raiders over the 15th-ranked Cyclones on Tuesday. Jeff, welcome. Glad to have you back. Hey, what was the difference in this game from the one on January 5th in Ames, where Tech lost 51-47?
Well, there was one big difference is Texas Tech didn't have seven players to work with. You know, that game up in Ames, you didn't have Kevin McCullough, Terrence Shannon, Daniel Baccio, Chibuzo Agbo, Malik Wilson. I mean, it was quite the list of players, people making a whole lot of noise, man. I'm telling you, I'm so proud of the crowds that are showing up to United Supermarkets Arena. They are deafening and into the game, and the students are standing, and that's something we don't take for granted around here, and something that people have worked very hard. And our basketball fans deserve a big pat on the back, because I'm telling you, it is one of the top atmospheres in the country in college basketball right now.
I think Coach Adams certainly feels that. You know, I go back even to his introductory press conference. He seemed pumped up, and he knew it, and he kind of got that crowd that had just gathered there for his opening press conference. You could feel that emotion, and you know, he looks like kind of a laid back type of guy, but you know, he's a boxer, he's a fighter, and you could feel that energy. Are the fans feeding off of that as well?
Yeah, they are. And what they're feeding off of is just absolutely suffocating defense. I think that this fan base gets a kick out of watching teams struggle to get a shot up before the shot clock expires, and watching guys get deflections and really take what their average point total is and taking that and minusing it by about 15, subtracting it by 20 sometimes. And you're right. He's very mild mannered on the sidelines, but behind those glasses is a real competitor and a fire that's burning deep to win basketball games at the highest level here at Texas Tech. It's his alma mater. He's a West Texas guy. He's absolutely at home. And you're right, that press conference turned into a rock concert pretty quick when he took the job. And you kind of looked around going, okay, this is pretty special what's going on here. And we'll see if he can win games. You know, when he inherited the program, he had four or five guys, and himself and Sean Sutton. Think of how it's gone, this build of getting the transfers, getting guys to commit to stay. hiring a whole bunch of coaches. Pretty darn good, if you ask me, Bill.
Yeah, absolutely. A very quick turnaround. I want to talk about the stretch of games. I'll go all the way to the 11th, back on January 11th. The win over then number one Baylor at Baylor. Two nights later, a wire-to-wire win over Oklahoma State. And then the morning tip this past Saturday at K-State, a 62-51 loss. No baskets the final 450 of the game. There were some mistakes made, very uncharacteristic. Was it just a matter of the three games in 5 days catching up with the team?
Well, I'll tell you what, man. I think it's because Kansas State's pretty good. I mean, you look at this league, and everyone has players. And when you step to the court and you see it almost every night that there's Big 12 action, because, I mean, you can go back and reference Oklahoma State. They were in the kind of the same deal, three games in 5 days, should have nothing in the tank. Well, they go down and beat Baylor. And they were kind of ahead wire to wire.
Yeah.
So the fact that it's an 11 a.m. tip, and then Texas Tech was gassed. I mean, you can make all those excuses, but up there, Kansas State and their players, more credit than any kind of excuse making that can be made for where Texas Tech was at. There were a lot of things working against the Red Raiders, but K-State was just better.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, you see that night in and night out. No doubt about that. Jeff Haxton, voice of the Texas Tech Red Raiders, joining us on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline.
10:45 left to play in this one. Red Raiders by 9. Bryson Williams for 3. Bang!
Bryson Williams, the leading scorer in the win over the Cyclones with 16 points. He's led, I think, 6 games as the team's leading scorer. What are you learning about the transfer from UTEP and how his game looks early on in Big 12 play?
That he is a very skilled big. And I don't, you know, you can almost, well, he's one of these guys that everybody wants, and that's positionless basketball. He can guard on the perimeter if there's a switch. He can protect the basket if he gets in that position. So I'll start on the defensive end a little bit. But he is your number one shooter from behind the arc with 3-point percentage. He doesn't get the volume that Kevin O'Banner does, that Kevin McCullough does as far as shooting threes. But I tell you this, I get excited when he lines one up, because there are times, Bill, where people are so concerned about where Adonis Arms is or O'Banner is, that he'll find himself wide open at the top of the key. And I'll tell you, I'll take my chances with him at the top of the key. So he can shoot it from deep. And then he's got every post move in the book as far as being patient, the shot fakes, the footwork, the ability to pin a guy on his hip and go finish at the rim. So when you combine all that with this offensive skill, we're seeing the result of that, which in conference play, he is Texas Tech's number one scorer at just over 15 points per game. That's invaluable. And taking that a little bit further is, he gets so much attention when it comes to that O'Banner has become your best rebounder on this team. He was tremendous against Iowa State with 5 offensive rebounds, putbacks, and these are grown man rebounds where he's going up against guys that are probably a little bit bigger than him, going up in traffic. He's the one that's keeping it alive. He's bringing it down. O'Banner, we thought, was going to be this gunner, and we saw all the double-doubles in the NCAA tournament was with Oral Roberts. So right now, he's an invaluable rebounder.
How has Coach Adams been able to bring this team together? How do you get them to play that style of defense, that suffocating style of defense, and then still do things offensively that maybe you don't expect them to do?
It's been quite the balancing act, and he's been harping on it for a long time. I remember being up there in Madison Square Garden, in the hotel, the New Yorker, getting ready to play Tennessee. And he told the guys, it's like, you know, you're out there, you're trying, but I don't think any of you are in love with playing defense yet. And in order for us to win at the level we want to win, which is Big 12 championship contenders, NCAA tournament game winners, get to a Final Four, we have to have guys that love playing defense. So think about that challenge. Davion Warren, transfer, mid-major, all he did was score for the most part. Adonis Arms didn't have to play a whole lot of defense at his mid-major stop before, and that's Buffalo and Winthrop, and where you've got Buffalo, New York is where Davion Warren is from. Kevin O'Banner, you know, he's there to score and rebound, not necessarily play defense. So the buy-in is just amazing. And I think guys like Clarence Nadolny and Kevin McCullough, who have been forced to play that level of defense for 3-4 years now, they kind of led the charge on that this is the kind of effort that must be expended in order to be successful. This is how you do it here under Mark Adams, who's the defensive wizard. So I think those guys' leadership and then the ability for these guys to say, as they come in, you know, we're all not going to score as much, but we're going to win a lot of games if we just buy in and play defense. And it's part of what has made Mark Adams put himself in a position where he's done a heck of a job coaching this year. One of the many things.
They're certainly buying in. We'll take a short break and come back with more. Jeff Hexton, voice of the Texas Tech Red Raiders, joining us on Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Visit ticketsforless.com today and find the best seats at the best prices for all of your favorite Big 12 teams and matchups, including the Big 12 Football Championship in Dallas. Tickets for Less has you covered with tickets to all of your favorite teams' games this season at all of the top venues. At Tickets for Less, you'll never pay taxes or service fees. The price you see is the price you pay. Shop now at ticketsforless.com.
Basketball is in the spotlight, and now is the time to secure your official experience for the Big 12 Men's Basketball Championship in March. On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference, and will get you into the action with official tournament tickets and pregame hospitality. On Location is the go-to source for your official game day experience. Visit onlocationexp.com/Big12Basketball to secure your experience today. onlocationexp.com/Big12Basketball.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of the great outdoors. And that's why we make it easier than ever for you to gear up and have fun out there. Order at academy.com and get free shipping or free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Plus, get free assembly on most bikes and grills for all the ways you love to play. Make shopping easy with Academy Sports and Outdoors. Free assembly applies to in-store purchases only. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
The true teammate takes on every day with a winner's attitude. Gets up when they fall down and leaves it all on the field. There's a group of teammates who do all these things every single day. But they're more than your typical athlete. They're kids dealing with life-altering diagnoses. Team Impact pairs these kids with college athletic teams as part of a 2-year program, getting them off the sideline and into the game. The collegiate student athletes gain a new teammate, a new friend, and a new perspective. For more information, visit teamimpact.org. Team Impact, all in, all together.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there. Wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of the great outdoors. And that's why we make it easier than ever for you to gear up and have fun out there. Order at academy.com and get free shipping or free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Plus, get free assembly on most bikes and grills for all the ways you love to play. Make shopping easy with Academy Sports and Outdoors. Free assembly applies to in-store purchases only. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Fansville, a college football utopia.
Fansville.
Where the lakes are stocked with ice-cold Dr. Pepper, and the autumn winds rustle with the sweet smell of football glory.
And Dr. Pepper.
It's a land flowing with onion dip, where even the food pyramid is shaped like a hot dog.
Football.
Where every yard gained is a yard worth celebrating, and every celebration is beyond excessive.
With ice-cold Dr. Pepper.
Return to glory this season with Fansville by Dr. Pepper. Grab some today.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Visit ticketsforless.com today and find the best seats at the best prices for all of your favorite Big 12 teams and matchups, including the Big 12 Football Championship in Dallas. Tickets for Less has you covered with tickets to all of your favorite teams' games this season at all of the top venues. At Tickets for Less, you'll never pay taxes or service fees. The price you see is the price you pay. Shop now at ticketsforless.com.
Big 12 this week can be heard as a podcast. Go to Google, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you subscribe to podcasts, and search Big 12 this week.
And off a short hop, it's saved in by Davion Warren. Mark Adams has slowed down to O'Banner. O'Banner tried to step through a double, finds McCullough. Alley-oop, hammer time! Terrence Shannon, welcome back, TJ!
Our guest is Jeff Hexton, voice of the Texas Tech Red Raiders, here on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline. We'll talk about this weekend's matchup with West Virginia and then Monday night at Kansas in just a moment. But how is Terrence Shannon coming along? You see him play, obviously, on a regular basis, 27 minutes against Iowa State, up from 18 against K-State. How's his back doing?
Well, the good news is right now the back looks like it's okay. It was quite a while where he sat out. He'd only played six games this year before he got out on the court against Kansas State. That was a rough one for him. Against Iowa State, better in a lot of ways, but still, you can tell he's struggling with, I know in my mind I'm a star, but right now I'm not a star. And The last big star game that he had was 18-12 against Tennessee at Madison Square Garden. That's the kind of player that he can be. Right now, he's a role player. So can Terrence Shannon accept the fact, as he works his way back in, that currently he's a role guy and not the superstar guy? If he can accept that and work his way back to where he can get to that role, then gosh, I mean, it might take the lid off this team for its stealing. It might take it completely away, yeah. You know, but that's one thing that Mark Adams is working with. It's like, okay, where does Terrence fit in? Because we certainly need him to fit in with all the firepower that he brings.
Up next for the Red Raiders, a home game against West Virginia on Saturday, an 11 a.m. tip. Two of those four losses have come on 11 a.m. tips. Anything with that at all? Now, one of those was against Gonzaga, too. But anything about the morning starts that you've seen from this team?
No, I don't think that's anything at all. I think other circumstances dictate the final scores, like playing against Gonzaga, who's got unlimited weapons. That's going to make it tough on you. And then all the things we brought up about playing at Kansas State, I don't think that has anything to do with it. But if you roll out there and lay an egg, then maybe there will be something to it. I'm hoping we don't have to experience that, Bill.
Yeah, yeah. All right. So if you're not in the Texas Tech radio network footprint and you hear that stuff on TV, don't buy into that stuff. Jeff Hexton, voice of the Texas Tech Red Raiders, with us. Yeah, another tough game against West Virginia. They're going to play teams extremely difficult. Bob Huggins certainly knows this league, and he always brings a tough team.
Yeah, and then they've got some guys that you're going to have to worry about, obviously, with Taz Sherman, who's a terrific scorer, and Gabe Osaboyan, Sean McNeil, and some newcomers there. And then they're always going to play that Huggy Bear style of You better bring your helmet or your chin strap or something, you know, mouthpiece, because it's never easy with West Virginia, it seems. Seems like all of these games are close, and they'll be wanting to show better than they did against Baylor last time out, because Baylor got them in Morgantown. And kind of speaking of weird tip times, a 4 central tip time back on Tuesday, they'll be ready to go. And And so will the Red Raiders, and we'll see how an 11 a.m. crowd is here for the first time.
And then Monday night, Allen Fieldhouse, 8 p.m. tip with Kansas. What worked so well in that first matchup for Tech? And then talk about the challenges of going on the road at KU.
Yeah, you turn right around on Sunday and get on a plane, and then you have Big Monday. This game, I mean, gosh, it sets up to be huge again, because currently Texas Tech is the only team that's knocked off Kansas. Kansas got a great win in Norman against Oklahoma, pulled that one out late. Then the first matchup, Texas Tech was just the more aggressive team. From the start, the first offensive trip, Clarence Nadolny drove baseline, laid it in. Tech attacked and never really sat on its heels. Attack Kansas, never let them breathe the way that they can. If they are comfortable, then they're virtually impossible to stop. He also survived Ochai Agbaji as he had 24 points, I believe. He and Brown and McCormick and Harris and all these guys are extremely talented. And you'll know that the taste will be relatively fresh. It wasn't that long ago that Kansas suffered that loss at all. So they'll be looking forward to getting the Red Raiders in the fog. And I know Texas Tech will be looking forward to the challenge as well, to go up there and try to do something that no one does, and that's sweep Kansas.
Yeah. How fun is it calling basketball games in the Big 12? I mean, there's never a night off.
No, it's awesome, Bill. It is awesome. I mean, I'm already looking forward to Saturday. You know, that's one thing that's special about this. When you were dog tired and had to get on that plane to go up to Kansas State, you still really wanted to. You know, you're like, you know, I'd like to rest up a little bit, but I get to go hang out with this team and these coaches and go and experience the crowds on the road. And there's, you know, nothing like road victories. That win it in Waco was so special. Because they had won 21 straight games, and you're finally able to give them a loss, and it was in their own house. That was just such a special win. But it's truly a blessing, because you know, with the way that we get to travel, where you get to fly everywhere, fly into places, eat well, go call basketball games. It's a pretty darn good gig, man. And I'm looking forward to every one of these, because it's the best league in the country, top to bottom. Yeah, we all talk about it being a nightmare, but as far as the competition level, but I wouldn't trade it for a league with like four clunkers at the bottom or something like that. I just love that we're all competitive. And I love the fact that most of us are all still together. I know OU and Texas are leaving, but I'm thrilled that this core is staying behind to add four more schools and make it still a tremendous conference.
Yeah, no doubt. And then in less than a month, you get started with baseball, and nothing new with Texas Tech baseball. Here they are, another high preseason ranking for them.
Yeah, it depends on where you look. The D1 baseball poll had them at 14, which is, I think, more than fair with all the questions that Texas Tech has to as far as their lineup and losing some unbelievable players. But like College Baseball Newspaper, I think, had them at 4. So anywhere from 4 to 14, that's just fine with Tech. These preseason rankings are kind of all for the fans anyway, and it alerts us to the fact that we'll be on the ball diamond real quick. And Texas Tech's got another great schedule.
Yeah. Yep. I think it starts February 11th. So Jeff Hexton, voice of the Texas Tech Red Raiders, thanks for coming on and getting us caught up.
Anytime, Bill. Thanks, man.
Yep. Appreciate it. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Director's Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Director's Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Fansville, a college football utopia.
Fansville.
Where the lakes are stocked with ice-cold Dr. Pepper, and the autumn winds rustle with the sweet smell of football glory.
And Dr. Pepper.
It's a land flowing with onion dip, where even the food pyramid is shaped like a hot dog.
Football.
Where every yard gained is a yard worth celebrating, and every celebration is beyond excessive.
With ice-cold Dr. Pepper.
Return to glory this season with Fansville by Dr. Pepper. Grab some today.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and seven trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that eight. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Basketball is in the spotlight, and now is the time to secure your official experience for the Big 12 Men's Basketball Championship in March. On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference, and will get you into the action with official tournament tickets and pregame hospitality. On Location is the go-to source for your official game day experience. Visit onlocationexp.com/Big12Basketball to secure your experience today. onlocationexp.com/Big12Basketball.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a broken traffic light. Stop and go is the name of my game. It's easy. You go, they go. What was it? They go, you go? And if you have the wrong car insurance, these repair costs could stop you in your tracks. So get Allstate's new low auto rate and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Not available in every state based on coverage and limits selected. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of the great outdoors. And that's why we make it easier than ever for you to gear up and have fun out there. Order at academy.com and get free shipping or free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Plus, get free assembly on most bikes and grills for all the ways you love to play. Make shopping easy with Academy Sports and Outdoors. Free assembly applies to in-store purchases only. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Visit ticketsforless.com today and find the best seats at the best prices for all of your favorite Big 12 teams and matchups, including the Big 12 Football Championship in Dallas. Tickets for Less has you covered with tickets to all of your favorite teams' games this season at all of the top venues. At Tickets for Less, you'll never pay taxes or service fees. The price you see is the price you pay. Shop now at ticketsforless.com.
And we're back on Big 12 this week. Joining us is Wyatt Thompson, the voice of the K-State Wildcats. Wyatt, welcome. Happy New Year. Haven't talked to you in a while.
Well, it has been a while. Happy New Year to you. Hope you've had a good one. It's been a very interesting week or so here for the Cats, and looking forward to visit, buddy.
Yeah. Do you still say Happy New Year 3 weeks after New Year?
Well, I think you do, and we haven't talked for a while. And, you know, it's been such a weird time in our world, hasn't it, with the COVID variant that's out there now. And, you just don't know, what's going on with everybody. So I think you're a little more in the, or try to be at least more in the little more merry spirit, I'll say, than maybe we were before. How's that?
Yeah, we're trying. That's for sure. It's amazing what can happen when you get some players and coaches back and healthy and playing together. Two wins in a row for the Wildcats. Another big one Tuesday night in Austin, 66-65 over the Longhorns.
Really a great win and a gutsy win, I think. K-State was certainly the better team in the second half. Doesn't mean you always win, but they did find a way to do that. They shot like 54% in the second half and held Texas to 38.5%. Just were better. Mark Smith kind of carried the team early when they were struggling to make shots. What I was excited about, Bill, as much as anything, up and above and beyond winning the ball game, which is always the most important part, is that it might have been K-State's best overall game in terms of offensive production. And let me explain that, because if you look at the first half, Mark Smith carried them because they weren't making shots, but they were getting good shots. And we've been a team to this point, or they've been a team to this point, I guess I'll say, that they've always had a stretch or two in every game where they kind of get out of sync, out of rhythm, whatever you want to say, and struggle a little bit offensively. But that was not the case last night, and I think that shows progress. This team is a good defensive team. And like you say, when they have their full complement of players and coaches, I don't know that they're in the top third of the league, but I think they're a heck of a lot better than what they started at 0-4. That's obvious.
Yeah, and we'll talk a little bit about Mark Smith and a couple of the other players. But, you know, I think Coach Weber deserves a lot of credit. He wasn't getting much production up front. He juggled some of the, made some adjustments, moved some players around. And I know that the players determine the outcome, but, you know, when you need the coach to put the right players in place and the right combos together, he certainly was pushing the right buttons. And you can point this win a lot towards what Coach Weber did last night.
I think it's a very interesting take, Bill, and I salute you for it. And here's why I say that. I think one of the keys to the game last night, and this is a pretty obvious statement, but it needs to be said based on the subject here, K-State did not get very good production last night out of their 2 5-men, Davion Bradford and Casey Easy-Agu. That's probably also true for the game before that when they upended Texas Tech, who at the time was ranked 19th. So what happens? Bruce Weber, as you said, making some adjustments. Ish Massoud, who's kind of a three-man or a stretch four kind of guy, went and played the post. Mark Smith, who is 6'4", was playing the four position a lot in the game. And the three guards with Mike McGurl, Nigel Pack, and Marquise Noel did a really, really nice job on both ends of the floor. So, you know, the reality of it is, as Coach Weber said before the season, he loved this group of guys. They were all cut in and ready to go. And they were going to have, you know, some growing pains, but he thought, you know, that this could be a really, really nice team. And I still believe that he thinks that. And now I think they're starting to think that. And that's a good feeling.
Wyatt Thompson, voice of the K-State Wildcats, joining us on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline. That 0-4 start in conference play, a little deceiving. The roster was depleted. Just how bad was it there for that stretch?
Well, I think it started with the game at Oklahoma. And the truth is sometimes there are no excuses. K-State played without Marquise Noel, and he's really been kind of the tone-setting guy for K-State. Now, in fairness to Oklahoma, was without a couple of guys, including the Groves kid, who is a really, really fine player. So both teams, in fairness, were minus players. So it kind of started there, but the COVID spread went from there. And I think the low point was the game in Morgantown, where K-State had one assistant coach and one GA on the bench, and everybody else was not even in the building. And they were minus several players. They played with seven players the game before against Texas. That's really pretty hard to do now. Texas, K-State was up in both games at half and just kind of ran out of gas. So, again, I'll be repetitive in saying this. It's a lot easier game when you have your full complement of players and coaches, and especially if you're making improvement, and I think this team is. That's the deal.
Yeah, four of the first six conference games for Kansas State decided by 3 points or less. So moving forward, Wyatt, Kansas State, are they going to have to grind out a lot of games? And I think Coach Weber used that word describing the Texas game, just a grind.
Well, I think the answer is yes, but I think it's the league too. You've covered this league. You know what it's about. And I think at the very top of the league where you have Kansas, Baylor, Baylor, Kansas, whatever, those two teams are pretty darn good, pretty elite. And I think you still have to think that they're going to be there when this is all said and done. But if you look at virtually everybody else, I think KenPom is an example. Everybody else in the league was in the top 65 or so, including Kansas State this morning. So it shows you, and we say this every year, but I think it's absolutely true this time, that top to bottom, it's the best league in the country, and it's frankly not very close. I think the reason for it is, and I think this is true in all leagues and all across college basketball, is that the Big 12 always returns some awfully good players. But the transfer portal, if you study this, everybody has benefited from that in some way, shape, or form, whether it's Texas Tech, Texas, Kansas State, Iowa State. I mean, they're a perfect example with a four-star freshman point guard and two terrific transfers. So this has made the league even stronger from my perspective.
You heard Wyatt Thompson mention Kansas and Baylor. They're upcoming on the Wildcats schedule. We'll talk about that. And a big transfer that came in for K-State. We'll cover that next here on Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there, wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of the great outdoors. And that's why we make it easier than ever for you to gear up and have fun out there. Order at academy.com and get free shipping or free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Plus, get free assembly on most bikes and grills for all the ways you love to play. Make shopping easy with Academy Sports and Outdoors. Free assembly applies to in-store purchases only. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Fansville, a college football utopia.
Fansville.
Where the lakes are stocked with ice-cold Dr. Pepper, and the autumn winds rustle with the sweet smell of football glory.
And Dr. Pepper.
It's a land flowing with onion dip, where even the food pyramid is shaped like a hot dog.
Football.
Where every yard gained is a yard worth celebrating, and every celebration is beyond excessive.
With ice-cold Dr. Pepper.
Return to glory this season with Fansville by Dr. Pepper. Grab some today.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Director's Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Director's Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
Basketball is in the spotlight, and now is the time to secure your official experience for the Big 12 Men's Basketball Championship in March. On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference, and will get you into the action with official tournament tickets and pregame hospitality. On Location is the go-to source for your official game day experience. Visit onlocationexp.com/Big12Basketball to secure your experience today. onlocationexp.com/Big12Basketball.
The Big 12 Conference is proud of its basketball roots in Kansas City and would like to recognize its community partners for the 2022 Phillips 66 Big 12 Men's and Women's Basketball Championships. Compass Minerals, Harvesters, the Community Food Network, the Community Blood Center of Greater Kansas City, and First Watch Restaurants. Thank you for your support of Big 12 basketball and for helping us show our KC pride at this year's tournaments.
Basketball is in the spotlight, and now is the time to secure your official experience for the Big 12 Men's Basketball Championship in March. On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference, and will get you into the action with official tournament tickets and pregame hospitality. On Location is the go-to source for your official game day experience. Visit onlocationexp.com/Big12Basketball to secure your experience today. onlocationexp.com/Big12Basketball.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of the great outdoors. And that's why we make it easier than ever for you to gear up and have fun out there. Order at academy.com and get free shipping or free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Plus, get free assembly on most bikes and grills for all the ways you love to play. Make shopping easy with Academy Sports and Outdoors. Free assembly applies to in-store purchases only. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Visit ticketsforless.com today and find the best seats at the best prices for all of your favorite Big 12 teams and matchups, including the Big 12 Football Championship in Dallas. Tickets for Less has you covered with tickets to all of your favorite teams' games this season at all of the top venues. At Tickets for Less, you'll never pay taxes or service fees. The price you see is the price you pay. Shop now at ticketsforless.com.
We return to Big 12 this week, and you can catch the show on SiriusXM Channel 375, Thursdays, 6 Eastern, Big 12 this week. Wyatt Thompson, voice of the K-State Wildcats, on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline. Mark Smith comes over from Missouri. He had 25 in the Big 12 opener against Oklahoma, 22 in the win at Texas. Bruce Weber had some very nice things to say about Smith's game. I'm seeing him put up numbers that, you know, he had some big games at Missouri, but he's doing it on a consistent level here at K-State. What has he meant to this lineup?
I really appreciate you asking about Mark, because I've been doing this, Bill, as you know, a long time. I think this is my 45th year in broadcasting, and I don't know that I've ever seen a kid come into a program in this scenario who had been around for so long at two different programs and fit in here so quickly and just excel in every way. I think Mark is a very unique talent. He's from Edwardsville, Illinois. He started at Illinois, played at Missouri. Those programs are pretty familiar to people in these parts. They're both very solid programs. This is a guy that Coach Weber and Coach Lowry, K-State's associate head coach, tried to recruit three different times. And finally, the third time was a charm, and it's been a charm. I mean, I'll give you an example here. This is a guy who's 6'4 and 225, who in league play is averaging 14.8 points and 9 rebounds. The 9 rebounds, the last I looked, was right at the top of the league. He really does so many things well. He would tell you that he needs to improve his free throw shooting, but he's shooting 47% from the floor, 40% from three, and he's just been rock solid on both ends. And he's been a good leader. He will tell you, I wish I'd have been playing for Bruce Weber all along. So he's really been a fun guy to be around. And I think he really appreciates this thing as much as anybody, because he's having a ball and loving his role.
Yeah, and he was known as a shooter. He's always had a good shooting touch, but kind of lost his way last season with Missouri. Mm-hmm. So it's great to see him back at the type of player that a lot of people expected. And then Nigel Pack, leading scorer on the team. Talk about his game.
Well, he's really also been super. And this is a kid, to give you the difference, Mark Smith has played in 117 career games. For Nigel Pack, it's 39. But Nigel plays like the same veteran Mark Smith is. He's so smart, understands the game. He understands angles, spacing, all of those kind of things. He's not the world's best athlete by any stretch of the imagination, but he just knows how to play. You can pretty much write him down every night for 14, 15, 16 points and probably 3 or 4 or 5 rebounds and 2 or 3 or 4 assists. That's just who Nigel is. And he made one of the terrific plays in the game late last night and got the game-winning bucket with Marquise driving into the lane and then looking back towards the foul line in the air, getting it to Nigel, who cut to the bucket, got the winning layup to put K-State up 66-65.
There's the drive for Marquise. Looking, finds his man. Layup good for Nigel. Nigel Pack now with 16, and K-State is back in front, 66-65.
That's what I'm saying. He just has a really good feel for the game, and he's a shot maker. Really a neat kid to be around, and I'm thrilled he's a Wildcat. Let's put it that way. He's been really good.
Wyatt Thompson, voice of the K-State Wildcats, joining us. Time for our can't-miss game of the week, presented by Tickets for Less. TicketsForLess.com is the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12. And with two wins in a row, a little bit of confidence, I actually want to talk about the next two games, this Saturday at 3 at home against rival Kansas, and then Tuesday night at Baylor. The top two teams in the conference, and I know you said, Wyatt, that we don't know if K-State's going to be a team that's in the top third, but you know what? They got a little bit of confidence, and you never know in this league. And you pull out a victory in one of these next two games, and that's certainly a good resume builder for tournament time. So there's a lot on the line here.
Way perfectly said. So truthful, really, because again, those are the two really elite teams in the league. And if you're being honest, the chances of winning a game or two in that stretch are probably not great. But again, I go back to what we've talked about here, the strength of the league, and all of these games have been, or not, I wouldn't say all, but most have been grinded out, tough, defensive-minded games. And it's hard not to think that the K-State-KU game in Manhattan will be that way. K-State did not play well in any way, shape, or form in Waco the last couple of years, and they just got roasted. Will they again? I guess we'll find out next Tuesday. But the good part is this is a growing team, still kind of learning about itself and getting better. They do have some confidence. And I think if they have some confidence early against Kansas, I think they'll give them a nice run. Baylor had a little bit of a stretch there in their own right where, they hadn't lost for 305 days and then lost two in a row, but bounced back and won a game, on the road. So they also have very elite talent. And I think the separation with KU and Baylor is all about they both play really good defense, but they're the two elite teams in terms of depth and scoring probably better than everybody else. And that's the real difference.
Yeah. And all of this is set up. The intrigue is set up because of the last two wins going to Texas, winning there, and then obviously the big win over the Texas Tech Red Raiders. And I know, Mark Smith, I liked it. I liked the little horns down thing because he felt that there was a little bit of disrespect. I kind of like that. White, there's a fine line, and people, I think he even said, maybe it could have been a little more classier. But there's for me, it doesn't bother me as long as it's done in that way where it's kind of a school spirit thing. Now, when you get into a situation where, we've seen this with K-State and Kansas, where chairs start getting thrown and things get out of hand, that's one thing. But man, I don't know. You get somebody that, hey, you're disrespecting our K-State logo. I'm going to give you the horns down. I mean, those are kind of the things that build rivalries and make it fun. And as long as you kind of, keep it without crossing that line, I think it makes the league more exciting. And, sometimes you got to loosen up with that stuff. So I didn't mind that all that much from Mark Smith. Showed a little bit of fire and showed a little bit of, competitiveness in this team. And you kind of rile it up and play it up for the fans, too.
Well, you said a lot there, and I guess I would augment your point by just saying, K-State and KU have been playing a long, long time. It's been pretty one-sided in the last 30 years. A lot of people don't remember before that. It was a pretty even Steven series. But KU has dominated of late, and they've done so with great coaching and great players. But the fire is still there for the rivalry. We haven't seen chickens on the floor at Old Ahern in a long, long time. But there are many people out there that remember that kind of stuff. And that's part of what makes the history of this so cool. Maybe it isn't the world's best sportsmanship 100% of the time, but it does add a little flavor to the balance, doesn't it? And I think that's okay. I think if you keep it in the proper perspective and don't go overboard, I'm probably like you. I'm for the most part good with it.
Yeah. Our can't miss game of the week presented by Tickets for Less, ticketsforless.com, the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12. We'll be paying attention to this Saturday at 3, Kansas State hosting their rival Kansas. All right, Wyatt, one more story here, a football story. Big 12 fans will remember former TCU quarterback Sean Robinson had a couple of good years there in Fort Worth, transferred to Missouri, and they ended up converting him to a defensive back after a couple, three games at quarterback for the Tigers. Now he's back in the Big 12. He transfers to K-State. I'm assuming he'll stay as a defensive back where the Wildcats could use a little help.
They do need some help. They really were good this last year, no question. Part of that was the influx of transfers in that secondary, whether it was Julius Brents, who was from Iowa, or Rush East, who was first team all Big 12, those kind of guys. But Russ is gone. Reggie Stubblefield is gone. Jaron McPherson is gone. They needed some guys in that area to shore that up. And I think you're going to see this out of that transfer market, whether it's him or some of the other guys that they have committed. Coach Klieman has done a really, really good job in the short time he's been here. We could probably talk all day long about the ups and the downs of the transfer portal, but I will just in short say this. K-State has way more from the positive side than the negative side. They hit four home runs in the transfer portal last year, and you hope that they can do that again. And I'm not just talking about good play. I'm talking about kids that fit in the program and do things the right way. And that's a hard balance to get that accomplished. But I got to salute Coach Klieman for that. He's done that.
Yeah. And kudos to the team and that fan base. I mean, that was a bowl game that looked like what bowl games should look like. There was a lot of enthusiasm and the players looked into it. That was fun to watch. So kudos to them.
Well, it was a fun finish. It was for a multitude of reasons, but I think for the super seniors, in particular, a guy like Skylar Thompson, who's been here for 6 years and has been K-State's all-time winningest quarterback and things like that, you beat a big-name team. Maybe they weren't at full strength. I think we all get that. But they played really well. It was important to them. They prepared well. I just thought it was a terrific way to end the season. They didn't finish the regular season the way they wanted to, but they certainly finished the entire season the way they wanted to, and that was an impressive victory against LSU.
Wyatt Thompson, voice of the K-State Wildcats, you always finish strong when you're on the show here. We appreciate having you on.
You're very kind, Bill. I always enjoy talking to you, buddy. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks so much for joining us. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of the great outdoors. And that's why we make it easier than ever for you to gear up and have fun out there. Order at academy.com and get free shipping or free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Plus, get free assembly on most bikes and grills for all the ways you love to play. Make shopping easy with Academy Sports and Outdoors. Free assembly applies to in-store purchases only. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Visit ticketsforless.com today and find the best seats at the best prices for all of your favorite Big 12 teams and matchups, including the Big 12 Football Championship in Dallas. Tickets for Less has you covered with tickets to all of your favorite teams' games this season at all of the top venues. At Tickets for Less, you'll never pay taxes or service fees. The price you see is the price you pay. Shop now at ticketsforless.com.
And we'll wrap up here on Big 12 This Week with our Making It Look Natural segment presented by Natural Light Seltzer, the official hard seltzer of the Big 12, House Rules, Zest I Ever Had, Aloha Beaches, Catalina Lime Mixer, so many great flavors to choose from. Big 12, meet Natty Light Seltzer, your new game day necessity. And this time, we give it to the Oklahoma women's basketball team, the whole team. They were named the U.S. Basketball Writers Association's Women's Team of the Week. They went 2-0 with wins over then number 14 Baylor and TCU. Oklahoma erased three 10-point deficits to win 83-77 against then number 14 Baylor. making it OU's first win over the Bears since 2015. Skylar Vann was named the Big 12 Player of the Week. 22 points, 7 rebounds, 4 steals, and 3 blocks in that game.
And just the second time in the last 24 meetings. Andrews loses the ball, stolen by Tott. Ahead to Robertson, 5 seconds to go. Feeds ahead to Maddie, off to Vann. Layup is good with 1 second to go in the half.
Still with the dribble. Right side now to Lewis. She'll try to drive on Tucker. Drives right. Passer goes in. Shot blocked by Vann. Loose ball to Tott. She's tripped up and fouled. What a game for Skylar Vann on both ends of the floor.
And then the Sooners scored 100 points. Second highest mark in a Big 12 game. 171 win over TCU. Oklahoma set a season high, shooting nearly 54% for the game. So the Oklahoma women's basketball team, making it look natural, presented by Natural Light Seltzer this basketball season. Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. I want to thank my guest, Wyatt Thompson, voice of the K-State Wildcats, and Jeff Haxton, voice of the Texas Tech Red Raiders. I'm Bill Pollack. Be safe, and we'll be with you next week on Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield. Big 12 This Week has been brought to you by On Location, your go-to source for elevated game day experiences at the Big 12 Men's Basketball Championship. Academy Sports and Outdoors, the official sporting goods and outdoor retailer of the Big 12 Conference. Phillips 66, live to the full. And by Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Big 12 Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig. Inspiring kid confidence.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.